Ever scroll through your phone and think, wow, I'm really targeted by these ads?
It's kind of creepy, right?
Yeah. But today we're diving deep into why that happens.
Especially regarding your phone choice.
Right. And how much you spend online.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
It might sound unbelievable, but you can tell a lot about someone's spending habits just by knowing if they use an Android or an iPhone.
Totally.
So our source for this deep dive is an analysis by Wolfgang Digital, a digital marketing agency.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them.
And get this, they analyzed over 31 million online sessions.
Whoa.
That's not just a handful of people. That's a massive pool of data.
That's a pretty significant sample size for sure.
And what they found is pretty remarkable.
What'd they find?
Well, iPhone users spend almost three times more per online transaction compared to Android users.
Oh, no kidding.
We're talking an average of $32.94 for iPhone users versus $11.54 for Android users.
Wow, that's a huge difference.
I know. I've definitely made some impulse purchases on my phone.
Me too. I'm always clicking on those ads.
But I never really thought about how my device might play a role in my spending.
It's often a subconscious thing.
Right.
It goes beyond just brand loyalty. There are some interesting psychological and economic factors at play.
Oh, interesting. Like what?
For instance, people who are drawn to iPhones might be more status conscious.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And willing to pay a premium for a brand they perceive as high end.
So like they just want the best of the best.
Exactly. This willingness to spend a bit more could then extend to their online shopping habits as well.
So it's not just about the phone itself. It's about what owning that particular phone says about you.
Right. It's about their image.
That's really interesting.
And, you know, businesses are catching on to this.
Really?
The analysis mentioned a hotel that raised prices for people booking on Apple devices.
Mm.
And they didn't see a dip in reservations.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
So they're betting that Apple users are less likely to be put off by a higher price tag.
I guess so.
That's a bold move.
It is. And it seems to be paying off.
Hmm. So does this mean like all companies are going to start doing this now?
Well, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Okay.
Let's dive deeper into how marketers are using this knowledge to tailor their strategies.
Okay.
Especially on platforms like Facebook and AdWords.
Okay, so we know that iPhone users tend to spend more, but how are marketers actually using this information to target them?
Right.
Are we talking about those ads that seem to follow you everywhere you go online?
You hit the nail on the head.
Mm.
It's all about those ads that seem to know exactly what you're thinking about buying. And yes, knowing what phone you use is a big part of that.
Okay, so let's break it down.
Okay.
The source mentioned Facebook specifically.
Right.
How are they using this phone preference data?
Well, Facebook allows advertisers to get incredibly specific with their targeting.
So, like, more specific than just your basic demographics.
It's not just about reaching people based on their age, gender, or location anymore.
Gotcha.
Now, marketers can layer that demographic data with the type of device someone is using.
So they could target an ad for, say, a luxury travel package
right.
to women in their 30s who live in major cities and use iPhones.
Precisely. And they can even take it a step further by adjusting their bidding strategies based on the operating system.
Bidding strategies.
Yeah. Like they might be willing to pay a bit more per click to reach those iPhone users.
Really?
Knowing they have a higher likelihood of converting into paying customers.
So they're putting more money down up front, but hoping to get a bigger return in the end.
Exactly.
Okay. That makes sense. What about AdWords? Is it the same idea?
It's similar. But there are some key differences.
Okay.
While you can target operating systems in video and display campaigns on AdWords, you can't do that with search ads.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So how do they use this phone data on AdWords then?
Well, there are still ways to use this knowledge strategically.
Yeah.
One tactic is remarketing.
Remarketing. Okay.
Let's say you're browsing an online store for a new pair of shoes on your iPhone.
Okay.
Later, you're scrolling through a completely different website. And suddenly, boom, there's an ad for those same shoes.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that happen.
That's remarketing in action.
Ah, so it's about reminding you of something you've already shown interest in.
Exactly. And they can even refine that remarketing to focus specifically on people who were using iPhones when they visited the site.
So even if I was looking at those shoes on my computer later, I could still see those ads on my iPhone.
Yep.
Wow, that's really interesting. It seems like a lot of this is about anticipating behavior and preferences.
It is. And the Wolfgang Digital Analysis revealed another fascinating tactic.
Oh, what's that?
They found that people searching on their iPhones were more likely to click on articles or websites that specifically mentioned iPhone in the title or description.
Even if those results weren't the most relevant.
Yes. Even then, it suggests that people are drawn to content that feels tailored to their device. They want to see themselves reflected in what they're consuming.
So even a simple word like iPhone can make a difference.
Absolutely. For marketers, that means being mindful of their language and understanding how even subtle cues can impact their reach.
And when it comes to AdWords, there's another layer of strategy involving something called bid adjustments.
Right.
Now, that's a term I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, it can get a little technical.
What are bid adjustments and how do they come into play here? Okay, so bid adjustments sound kind of complicated.
Yeah, a little bit.
Can you break it down for me?
Sure, it's actually pretty straightforward.
Okay.
It means that advertisers can choose to spend more or less...
Per click?
Yeah, per click, depending on who is seeing their ad.
Okay.
They can adjust their bids based on factors like demographics, location,
interests.
Yep, even the type of device someone is using.
So knowing that iPhone users tend to spend more, an advertiser might be willing to bid higher.
Exactly.
To get their ad in front of those users.
Yeah, even though it might cost them a bit more upfront.
Right.
They're banking on the idea that those iPhone users are more likely to make a purchase.
So it's a gamble, but it could pay off big time.
Exactly. It all comes back to that key finding we discussed earlier. iPhone users spend significantly more per transaction.
Right.
That makes them a very valuable target audience.
Even if they're a smaller group overall.
Even if they represent a smaller segment of the overall market.
It's amazing how much goes into these ads we see every day.
I know. It's crazy.
We've gone from this interesting statistic about iPhone versus Android spending to a whole deep dive into targeted advertising and how it works.
Like a whole world out there.
It really is a fascinating world, and it's constantly evolving as technology advances.
For sure.
And we generate even more data.
Right. It seems like every day there's a new way to track our behavior.
Yeah, it makes you think about all the seemingly insignificant choices we make online and how those choices might be informing the ads we see.
You're right. Every search.
Every click.
Every purchase leaves a digital footprint.
Wow.
That can be analyzed and used to predict future behavior. It's both fascinating and a little unsettling, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. This deep dive wasn't just about comparing Apple and Android users.
No, not at all.
It was about understanding the forces that shape our online behavior and the strategies at play behind the scenes.
It's crucial to be aware of how your data is being used.
For sure.
And to think critically about the information you're consuming. Online knowledge is power.
Yeah.
The more we understand about these systems, the better equipped we'll be to navigate them effectively.
Well said. So to wrap up our deep dive today, we've learned that your phone choice can actually reveal quite a bit about your spending habits.
That's right.
And that savvy marketers are using this knowledge to create increasingly targeted advertising campaigns.
And as we move further into this data-driven world, it's more important than ever to be informed and to make conscious choices about our online behavior.
We'll leave you with one final thought to ponder. If marketers can infer so much from something as simple as our phone preference, what other seemingly unrelated data points might they be using to build a profile of us?
It's a good question.
And what does that mean for our privacy and autonomy as consumers? Until next time, keep diving deep.